Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Technopolis Group Q3 Interim Report Conference Call. For your information, today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I turn the call over to your host today, Mr. Keith Sommerauer, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Right. Good day to everybody. I have also Rheo Taurianen on the line. He's our CFO. If you have questions, we'll come back to them at the end. But I'll just run quickly through the highlights of the third quarter. So, as you saw from our interim report, if you've read it, we've had actually quite a good quarter. The operating conditions in Finland have been improving. Despite tough competition, we had rising occupancy now, almost 1%. We've seen our net sales and EBITDA on a good level in target. We see continued improvements toward the year-end. We have been able to launch a number of domestic growth projects in the capital area in Kuopio and Tampere with more than 30,000 square meters new organic construction going on. And we've adjusted our guidance so that we're looking at a 2% to 4% growth in both sales and earnings. We've been able to commission and technically start up the Pulkovo project in St. Petersburg. We've got the pre-let rates around 40% right now. No big changes there since last quarter, but there are, I'm very, let's say, sanguine and rather optimistic about opportunities in the very near future on that side. And we were able to close this Estonian deal in Ülemiste so that it will be bringing us benefits during the remainder of the year. So just running through the key figures, net sales at 58.4 million, EBITDA at 31.1 million, profit was 28 to 26 million. And there, I should mention that these valuation issues, a lot of questions have been coming to me about that. So that, yeah, we've seen the market yields slightly decrease, and we did anyway decrease the fair market values slightly because we're taking precautions to be conservative both domestically and in Russia. So those are the reasons for that. And our financial occupancy at 93.7%, and we're saying that it will be at least at that level at the year-end. And our equity ratio at 38.8, so we're in good shape on that side. And our direct result still improving, 17.0 million. And our earnings per share now positive at 24 cents. So all those numbers looking pretty good, and rising occupancy is the most positive signal that the market is in really, you can say, in a stabilized recovery is definitely going on in Finland. And I'm very happy to say that we've seen stabilization going on even in the tougher geographic areas like Jyväskylä, where I can say with complete confidence that that situation is now completely under control and that we'll have the occupancy back up to normal level by the year-end. And the other area, Oulu, which is our biggest geographic unit, so we've been able to close literally thousands of square meters in new deals in Oulu. So we've taken back a lot of the lost space that happened during the downturn. And just a little reminder about the Estonian deal then in Technopolis Ülemiste. So that it's of course taking place after the closing of the period, but we'll be getting the revenues and earnings from that throughout the rest of the year, which, as I mentioned, will affect positively our guidance. This is a good deal. We bought it at the right time. It's got good, healthy occupancies, excellent customer base. We'll be focusing now on protecting those occupancies and increasing them, as well as ensuring all the contracts and leases compliance with the anchor customers are in good shape and trying to move those into the future in the right direction, as well as starting to look around carefully at what kind of growth opportunities there are organically within the campus, as well as elsewhere in Tallinn and in other Baltic countries, with the help of our minority shareholder partners in Tecnopolis Ülemiste. And that basically is, I think, the main message. We are looking forward to having a good year end. We don't see much uncertainty anymore in the conditions or in the figures for the year end. We get a pretty clear idea of how it's going to go, and now our focus is already sort of shifting toward 2011 and the challenges on that side. That there will be very hard to predict what kind of environment there's going to be, but we're sort of preparing for anything. So at this point, I'd like to give each of you an opportunity to ask questions, whatever you'd like, and I'll try to answer what I can.
Thank you much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by digit 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that your mute function telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach your equipment. If you find that your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please do press star 1 at this time. We'll pause for just a moment to assemble the queue. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, if you have any questions, please press star 1. Thank you. Sir, it would appear we have no questions. At this time, I'm going to turn the conference back over to you.
Okay. Well, if there are no questions, that's either very good news or very bad news. I don't know which. But in either event, you can also call me directly if you prefer to speak to me personally. I'll be available for the next roughly 45 minutes at the number +358 for Finland, 40566-7785. That's +358-40566-7785. Thank you all, and have a great day and a nice weekend. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude today's conference. We thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.